you know, being a dad is one of the ways we pass down leadership, right, to the next generation, how we act as dads and how we influence others as dads. We often call God our heavenly Father. So did you ever think that how we relate to our dad has a lot of influence in how we develop spiritually in life, right? How we relate to our dad, because when we come into a relationship with God, we refer to him as our heavenly Father. If you got a great relationship with your dad, well, all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I get that. You know, I see the influence my dad has in my life. But, you know, my wife growing up didn't have a great father experience. Their parents got divorced when she was 2 years old. And so she didn't become a Christ follower until she was an adult. And so when she heard this phrase, you know, God is your heavenly Father, and she looked up back on her experience with her father, she was like, well, I'm not sure I want that. And so it's a huge weight and responsibility we have as dads. And so what I thought we would do for a couple of weeks is interview some of our fathers and sons. And so this morning I want to invite Todd and Mac Harlow to come on up. And over the next couple weeks, we're just going to talk to some fathers and sons here in our group. Todd is our location leader, as you know, and his son Mac is here today. Mac's in college at Auburn University. Is Chad Bowles here this morning? No? Oh, what a shame. Well,
Thomas is from Auburn.
Who's an Auburn guy? Okay, awesome. So the first question, Mac, is why is Auburn the greatest school in the country? No, I'm just kidding. there's too many Georgia and Tech guys in here for that. So, but you're at...
not very War Eagle of you.
Very War Eagle. War Eagle. My wife's an Auburn grad, so... tell us a little bit about what you're doing in school now. You're in architecture?
Yeah, so I'm going to be a junior in the architecture program there. And outside of that, I sing for a band and just play pickup basketball with my friends, and that's what I do. So.
Very cool. Very cool. So you're in architecture. Tell me a little bit about that program, because I know that is pretty intense. What are some of the things that you're learning in architecture?
After my freshman year, the program requires a cut, and I had to be in school for the summer, and it's called summer design. And we had all these assignments throughout the summer, and during the second half of that summer, half the kids get cut. I made it, fortunately. It was a tough road, but right now, through my when I was a sophomore, I can't believe I'm saying that, but you know, I mean, I learned about lots about what goes into construction, all like the insulation of walls and like what materials to use for houses and buildings and stuff like that. We worked with commercial and residential projects, so it's been a lot. But,
it goes quick.
It's taught me how to work hard, and it's gotten me used to how to set a schedule for myself and take care of myself and be responsible. So
awesome, yeah. Awesome. Todd, I talked to you guys a little bit before we did this morning, and I said, "What's one thing you describe?" How do you describe Mac? And you said, man, he's genuine. Tell me a little bit more about that. What did you mean by he's a genuine guy?
Yeah, I have two sons, and not to say that the one is not, but, you know, when you see kids, the peer pressure about how they grow up and what they try to emulate, often you see them chasing something else, chasing what they should be or what they think they should be. And Mac, almost to a fault, is just so genuine, so a rule follower. And in the personality, I just told him, never lose that. It was easy to see, and I told him that you may face a touch of ridicule from the cool kids, but I said, women will like it eventually, you know, a good girl. And I said, never lose that.
Awesome. And then Mac, I asked you to describe your dad, and you said, man, he is authentic, he is honest. And that meant a lot to you. Tell me a little bit about why honesty and authenticity is important in your relationship with your dad.
So he's assertive, and obviously when I was growing up, if I did something wrong or wasn't doing something right, like if I left my plate out or something like that, not like cleaning up after myself, like he's gonna, you know, give me the talking to. Mm. And my point is he's not gonna sugarcoat anything to me, and he's not going to he's gonna give me the hard lesson whether I like to hear it or not, which I think all dads should look up to. Because if like your son or your daughter, whoever it is doing something wrong, you gotta tell that to them so that they learn in life. He's doing it out of love, and he's doing it not only out of his reputation as a parent, but out of because he wants me to be like a man of God and a respectful man. So that's what I respect about him.
Awesome.
I want to do that one day.
Awesome. Todd, you said talked a little bit about Matt growing up, and one of the things you mentioned was that he was really into basketball, and that being involved in team sport really kind of helped shape him a little bit. Talk a little bit about sports and why that played a role in his life early on.
Yeah, it was a springboard to what I think the thing I really one of the qualities I respect most is his perseverance. He was not born out of the womb with a 60-inch vertical leap, or he wasn't bigger than every kid and faster. And he got shellacked initially, if we're honest, and didn't make every team. But in basketball especially, he just forged ahead and really trained and on his own, and it was evident. But that led to other explorations or other discoveries, like he had a learning disability. So I saw it then in school, him persevere. Of, you know, realizing he needed to read the assignment an extra 30 minutes or whatever. And now, you know, how that's gone on to, like you mentioned, the architecture program. I just think that kind of foundation of learning that assessing, realizing the reality of the situation and having to persevere to achieve whatever you want was something that I saw pretty early through sports as to the basis of your question.
Yeah. You talked a little bit yesterday about you know, you came to Christ later in life, yep. And so the spiritual side of parenting kind of came in the picture 6-7 years ago, and tell me how you've been a spiritual influence in your kids' lives, you know, more recently.
Yeah, so every day Jim Gray and I were talking about how we get reminded of how old we are, and driving over here, We were talking about study habits, and we're pretty well known that I went to school with Chris White, and we were roommates, so that all was flashing by. And it started about 7 or 8 years ago when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior through Chris on a street corner in Midtown after lunch. Mm-hmm. My wife has always been trying to lean us in, but wasn't taking, if you will. So it really started there, where she made us start to go to Northside United Methodist, and I think the leadership started. Then I started coming here, and Brian Rank always says sometimes that we are a walking version of someone's only Bible they may ever see, certainly for that day. And I think if I had to answer it, it was just the leadership that he witnessed, of starting with my wife, starting with going to church, and then he saw coming here and just witnessing a change. Witnessing the, you know, when God is in you, you glow. I think there's a lot of things that you show that you may not even be aware of, like Brian's point about the Bible. So I think that's really what brought us together, and now he's here. And you know, once you're here, you know, you never get out of here. You know that. So, but anyway,
awesome.
It's been really great to see.
Mac, I asked you yesterday if there was one thing you wanted everybody to know about your dad, what would that be?
Yeah, I mentioned to you that this is a tough question, because from what I've seen, my dad has lots of close friends, so they probably know everything about him, right? But for anyone that doesn't know him that well, like I said earlier, like he'll be honest with you. He wants you to be better as a person. And with now, with his recent spiritual journey, obviously it's still going for all of us. Like, he'll be honest with you about that. He'll tell you to now, like, let's get closer with Christ together. Mm. So that's really it.
You guys told me a story yesterday about a disastrous vacation you guys had once, going to Santa Fe. And so there, you were in a cabin, there was no electricity, which, you know, I don't understand how that's a vacation. You know, going someplace, cause my kids won't go anywhere, there's not Wi-Fi. And then you had to change a broken tire or whatever. How did you persevere through that tough, tough National Lampoon's vacation?
Yeah, this would be back where he witnessed the perseverance on this one. I'll try to make this brief. I hear your point on not a vacation, but I had been there before with my wife, and there's a friend of ours, some of you may know him, Josh Dempsey, claims to own the highest flushing toilet in North America. This is near Silverton, Colorado, and I got the bright idea that my in-laws could take this one night in a rustic cabin, but it is the views of this waterfall, it's amazing. But knowing that, you got to get there and prepare, because when the lights go out, you don't flip a switch. You got to have gas lamps and all this, and I tried to make it as Ritz-Carlton as possible. Well, we get a shredded tire quite literally about 100 yards in a car that is so packed with their stuff. We were ultimately on our way to they had invited families to come out to our work. And I thought, what a great way, I'm going to have my in-laws. So it was like the movie Vacation. I had Clark Griswold plans and visions, and everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And one son has allergies too. This is not the smartest thing. Being in that situation with a son that needs the EpiPen, that would have taken most people out of this venture, but that was not us. So I just tried to keep them out of trouble. So they were witnessing scrambling, panic. You're probably witnessing panic, really. But I will. If I could conclude the story about when God shows up, this is so. In trying to get the darn thing together, my father-in-law, at least I thought, it was told to me that he was pretty handy. Well, the tire is a Suburban that has a full tire. They cannot get the tire. They say it's jammed. I'm facing the next morning. We at least get the thing lit. We get fed, and we had a decent night's sleep. But we are 6 miles, and I'm talking serious terrain, that I'm facing having to walk down into town one way and then maybe get a tow truck that might even be able to get up there.
In the snow.
No, it is, yeah. But on a hunch, I said, let me take a look. This is where God showed up. It started probably with a hunch that there's just, the tire's not jammed. It's one of those, you go through the bumper of the tire where you have to lower it down, and they were using the knife end of the screwdriver when they needed to use the coupling end. And I've never been more proud of changing a tire in my life, but when they got up, I mean, it was God showed up and said, good trip. Something like that.
Well, we want to pray for both of you today. And so the last question I want to ask both of you, and I'll start with you, Mac, is how can we pray for you going back to school and what you're facing there, and then in developing, kind of figuring out where you're going in life? How can we pray for you today?
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you. But just for my family, Todd, the rest of my parents, my mom. And other than the family, just that I persist in my spiritual life. College, lots of distractions. School can even be a distraction, even though it's a responsibility, it can like stray you away from the Lord. And just all other distractions that, you know, you see. Yeah, that too. Mm. Social media. And all other college distractions. I'm sure lots of you guys know what the deal is with that. But, I'd ask you to pray for my spiritual journey and that I persist in it.
Awesome. Todd, what about you? How can we pray for you?
Family, I guess my gout that you pointed out this morning, that doesn't materialize into anything.
Get a heart check, anything
bigger. But Mac, that was so well said about for all of our spiritual journeys. I think we're broadly in a spiritual warfare. So I would ask us to all pray for everyone, because I think you see the bond between Father and Son and the ultimate Father that's the head of all this. If we all had that, everyone, I think we'd be a lot better off. And I think that was his design, and sometimes we stray. So I would say let's pray for really everyone to be in the fortune that I think most of the folks in the room have with that relationship.
Man, good word. All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the gift of fatherhood. We are grateful we can call you Abba, Father. What a privilege. And I just want to pray for Todd and Mac as a family, as father and son. I pray that you'll continue to allow Todd to be an influence on his son toward you and toward the things that ultimately will be important in his life. Let him use his wisdom and experience in a way that benefits Mac throughout his life and years. And for Mac, I just pray that you'll use him as a godly influence on his college campus to be a, as he grows into a man and a leader, that you'll put people in his path that will help guide him and instruct him and give him good wisdom and advice that he can use throughout his life, and also that he can be an influence on others around him. God, I pray for their health, I pray for their well-being, and I pray for all of the dads in this room that you will give us the opportunity to show how you love us in the way that we love them, which we know is so very, very important. And I pray that even as my son, who's not a Christ follower yet, is growing up, that when he hears that God is his heavenly Father, that he and I will relate to one another in such a way that he sees that as something that he really wants in terms of a relationship with you. And I pray all of this in your name. Amen.